Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Gimel Tammuz, Rav Shimon Gurevitz Shlita, Parsha theme.
In this week's Parsha, in Perek Kaf Beis, Pasuk Kaf Beis, we're told as follows: Bilam has gone with Sori Moyov, Sori Bolok. Vayicha afarikim ki hoylechu. Vayisyatzu malach Hashem baderech. Nesotenoi vureich valasoinoi. Ushnei naorov imoy. He travels with his two naorim. Rashi says, what was the purpose of the shnei naorov? Says Rashi as follows: Mikan logum choshuv. Takes with two people in order to assist him, in order to service his needs. Bilam wasn't the first person to make a journey taking Shnei Naorim. We find in Parshat Vayera, Avraham Avinu goes off on his way to the Akedah, and the Pasuk tells us as follows. The Pasuk says, Vayashkim Avraham Baboika, the Moshe Skenim al HaTorah already points out, Moshe Skenim is a Rishon. It was Eliezer with Avram and Yishmol. Those were the two Na'orim. Yitzchok was with him as well. So the Moshe Skenim al HaTorah already points out there's a difference between the terminology in Parshas Balak and the terminology in Parshat, the difference actually with one, in one word. In Parshat Balak says Shnei Na'orov Imoy, and in Parshat Vayera it says Shnei Na'orov Itoy. And the Moshe Skin already questions, why does the pasuk change the lashon? Why does it differentiate? Another thing that we can point out is that Rashi, in this week's Parshat, when it speaks about the two Na'orim, it says they went with him L'shamshoy, to assist him. If you have a look in Parshas Vayera, when Rashi speaks out the Shnei Na'orov, Ein Odom Choshev Shoy Lotzadech Beloi Shnei Anoshim, but the word Shamshoy, to assist him, is not utilized. Why the differentiation in the way that Rashi explains the function of the Shnei Na'orim? Bilam carries on, and he's accosted by the Malach Hashem, and ultimately the Malach tells him, Leichim o'anoshim. Malach tells him to go. Although Bilam makes the offer and says, Rabbi necho shuvoli, I'm prepared to go back. But the Malach told Bilam, Leichim o'anoshim. Says Rashi, why? Says Rashi, B'derech shodom roitze leilich bo, Malichim o'isoy. The truth was that his will was to go. So if that's what you want to do, Malichim o'isoy, we encourage you to do what you're supposed to, what you want to do, even if it's incorrect. Now Rashi is Mufarsha Tel Derech Peshat, brings B'derech Shalom Reiselech Bo Melichin Oisoy only when the Malach tells him Leich Im Ha'anoshim. Now earlier we find that the Ribbono Shel says, the second time he made the request, first the Ribbono Shel said Leisei Lech Imohem, and then the Ribbono Shel said to him subsequently Kum Leich Itam. So why at that juncture does Rashi not explain that the Ribbono Shel then says Kum Leich Itam by saying B'derech Shalom Reiselech Bo? Why only when the Malach says Leichim o'anoshim does Rashi say that's because B'derech Shalom Reiselech Bo Melichin o'isoy? The Chura, that particular Chazal, B'derech Shalom Reiselech Bo Melichin o'isoy, could have been applied earlier when the Ribbono Shel Olam said Kum Leichim tov. In fact, if you look in the Gemara Makkos Daf Yud, the Gemara Makkos actually utilizes B'derech Shalom Reiselech Bo Melichin o'isoy to explain Kum Leichim tov. But Rashi and HaTorah only explains Lechem Anoshim utilizing B'del Shon Reislech when Lechem Anoshim, and not earlier when the Ribbon Shem says to him, Kum Lech Itom. Why is that so?
The Malachim had no choice. They had no bravery.
Sorry?
The Malachim have no bravery. They're either bad or good. They have no right decision. They just do
and therefore,
one way or the other way. There's no decision making on behalf of Malachim.
No, we're speaking, the production on the stage of Nicholas was Balaam.
Yeah, but a Malach only goes one way. He doesn't come to a cross and say, this way or that way. He goes,
there's not a Malach here.
No, the Malachim who said Itom.
The Rebbeinu said Kum Lech Itom.
Right. And who's he speaking to?
Balaam.
Right. But Balaam was...
Same Balaam was being encouraged to go in both instances. Yeah, that Shon says it's a would apply in both places.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Apply in both places.
Okay.
Beginning of the parasha, beginning of the story of Balaam, I should say, the questions that the Mefarshim ask. First of all, we have to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam's change around. The first time Balaam asked the Ribbono Shel Olam whether he could go or not, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam say? Lo yiseilech imoyim. The next time around, what's the Ribbono Shel Olam say? Kum leich itom. Ribbono Shel Olam changes his mind. Had we been able to utilize B'del Shon Reislech for Melech Noisai, perhaps we could have explained it, but Rashi seems to say that B'del Shon Reislech only applied with the Malach. So why did the Ribbono Shel Olam change from Leisedech Imoem to Kum Lech Itom? Something else that we can ask. Before Shem asked it, and that's as follows. The Ribbono Shel Olam encouraged him to go.
Why did the Malach have to say again, go?
Okay, now that we can also ask, yes. Well, Balaam actually offered to go back. Balaam had offered to go back, so he definitely needed a re-encouragement. But that hopefully will be answered as well. Or I should say, better explained. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Kum Lech Itom, and Balaam goes. Says the Pasuk, Vayicha Afarekim Ki Hoylechu. The Ribbono Shel Olam got annoyed. Why was he going? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam get annoyed? The Ribbono Shel Olam told Balaam, Kum Lech Itom. The Ribbono Shel Olam encouraged him to go. There's a Gaon, which is well known, which I'd like to elaborate on. The Gaon says as follows. Sometimes the terminology Itoy is used, and sometimes the word Imoy is used. S and Im, Itoy and Imoy. Says the Gaon, there's a fundamental difference between Itoy and Imoy. Itoy denotes going together, keeping company with somebody else, but not necessarily for the same purpose, not with the same intent, not with the same kavona, not to perform the same mission. They happen to be together, but not with the same intention. Imoy is when two people are together with the same intent, with the same purpose, looking to accomplish exactly the same end result. That's the chiluk between imoy and itoy. Imoy is with the other person, entirely with the other person, not only physically but in thought as well. And itoy is a casual togetherness, but not actually with the same intent, with the same thought. And this is something that is borne out in various places. I'll perhaps quote a few places where this can be used. There's a netziv at the end of Parashas Metzora, the last netziv in Parashas, the last pasuk in Parashas Metzora. The netziv makes the following observation. And actually, the netziv in many places in Torah brings and highlights this point. He says as follows. He says, when a man lives with a woman, we find a difference in the way the Torah phrases it. Sometimes it's written by Yishkav Oiso, and sometimes it's written by Yishkav Imo. Says the netziv, if you look, you'll see that wherever the two live together, but it's without the consent of one of the parties, it's always Vayishkav Oiso. Oiso. Where it's with the consent of both, the terminology is Vayishkav Imo. Let's just quote a couple of examples. Shechem ben Chamoy. Shechem ben Chamoy took Dina against her will. You have a look at the terminology over there. It's Vayishkav Oiso. The Tziv brings another example. We have a look in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, the story of Amnon, who was Mezana with Tamar, his sister. You look at the story over there, it was entirely against her will, The pasuk is what's written. The pasuk is Vayishkav Oiso. Eishes Potiphar tries to entice Yosef HaTzadik. Obviously, she wanted his consent. What's the terminology? Shichva Imi. Shichva Imi. So we see that the Torah differentiates between when it's with the consent of both parties, the Loshon is Imi Ima, and where it's only with the, when one of them is being forced to do that action, it's Ito. This is the observation that Tziv makes, and he mentions it quite a number of times in the Torah. In fact, at the end of Parshat Torah, he brings the various other references where you can find that he speaks about this. He doesn't explain what the difference is, but according to the Gaon, it's perfectly understandable. Where it's without the consent of both parties, so we're dealing with two people who are together, involved in the same action, with a different intent, with a different kavanah. One is Barotzen, and the other one is Bal Karcha, against their will. Therefore the terminology is Oisa, not Ima, because that's the terminology that you use when two people are involved together, but with a different intent, with a different mindset. Where it's with the consent of both parties, then the terminology is Imo, Tishkav, Imi. Another place that we can perhaps utilize the Gaon is as follows. The Gemara in Yevamos already quotes that in reference to marriage we find two psukim. Motza Isha, Motza Toiv, Pasukim Mishlei. In Keheles it says, Moitza Ani, Imar Mimoves, Eso Isha, Motza Imoitza. What's Nisha Toiv? And when is it Mar Mimoves? In Keheles Perek Tes Posuk Tes, in reference to marriage, the Posuk says, Re'ei Chayim Im Isha Asher Ahavto. So we have Re'ei Chayim, a marriage which is an ideal marriage that brings Chayim to the marriage partners, it says, Im Isha Asher Ahavto. That means the man and wife are in an Im situation. They have the same ideals, the same ideas, the same ambitions, they're both moving in the same direction for the same reasons. Then it's Chayim, Rei Chayim. In Birchus, Sheva Brochus, what's the Loshon? Mesameach Chosen, Im Akala. When it's Im Akala, not Es Akala, Im Akala, when they've got the same ideas, ideals, the same ambitions, the same shifas, then it's an opportunity for Brocha. When Shleim HaMelech says, Moitzani Mami Moves, what's the Loshon over there? Moitzani Mami Moves? Es or Isha, not Imo Isha. The terminology that's used is Es. We're speaking about a marriage where the two do not share the same ambitions, the same ideas, and the same ideals. It's Es or Isha. There again, you see borne out the chilik that the Gaon makes. So in Pninim Mishulchan Agro, I was looking at the Gaon, this particular Gaon, there's a footnote there. The footnote brings down a vote from Rav Levenberg's, that's how he used to be a Rav here, on this week's Perek. There's a well-known story in this week's Perek, a story with Rabbi Yosef Bar Kisma. Pamach se'isi mahalach baderech, poge bi'odom echot, v'nosem le'isholem, v'chzalti le'isholem. And he says, Rabbi, retzoyim choshetodim imonim b'mkeimenu, do you want to live with us? And I'll give you elef alofim dimrei zov, I'll give you huge riches. And there's the age-old question. With all that money, he could have gone along and he could have created a Mokum Torah. He could have created kolim and yeshivas and schools. And he could have created a Mokum Torah. Where did he see that his mission will be doomed to failure? And in fact, we can ask, Maral actually asks, that there's an additional word over here. Amali Rabbi, Ritzoyin Choshetodur Imonabim Kemenu, the word Imon is superfluous. Ritzoyin Choshetodurim Kemenu. It's the extra word Imonu. The Maral in Der Chaim already asks. Rav Levenberg wants to say, with this Gaon we can understand what's going on over here. Of course, had the attitude of those people been correct, and they would have been looking to elevate themselves, and to bring Rabbi Yosef Bar Kisma and allow him to elevate them to his level, to create a Mokum Torah, he would have gone. But he saw from the wording that that wasn't their intention. We want you to come, but down to our level. We want you to come down to our level. Imanu, with the same intent and the same mechuvan that we have. We're living lives which is very much an Olam Hazeh life. Todo bat imanu. We don't want any of this this spiritual elevation. Come, service our needs, but imanu, become one of us. We want things on our level. When he saw that was the case, he realized there was nothing that could be achieved. It's gone. That imanu means with the same intent, with the same purpose, with the same ideas and ideals, explains Rabbi Yosef Bar Kitzvah's problem with the Anshei Ha'ir. Had it said etzleinu or itonu, things would have been different. And this gone can be utilized in many other, explain many other Psukei HaTorah as well. Let's go back to our parsha. We asked that the Ribbono Shel Olam first said, don't go with them. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, kum leich itom. And the question is, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam change? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam encourage him to go when the Ribbono Shel Olam told him not to go? So the Gaon says as follows. There's a difference in terminology. Gaon said that the Ribbono Shel Olam told Bilam the first time he asked, lo yisei leich imohem. Imohem denotes what? Going with the same intent, in other words, going to curse Klal Yisrael. Lo yisei leich imohem. Bilam then asked again. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, look, if you really want to go, you can go. But kum leich itom. I give you consent to go. But kum leich itom. You can go with them, but not with the same intent, not with the same purpose, not to achieve the same thing. Kum leich itom. So it wasn't a change of mind. It was a different instruction. Don't go with them in heart and in mind with the same purpose. Kum leich itom. You can accompany them, but don't have anything to do with their mission. Farshim asked, if the Ribbono Shel Olam told him to go, why subsequently we did when he went, did the Ribbono Shel Olam get annoyed with him? Because it says, he went with them with the same intent, with the same purpose, with the same mission in mind. This wasn't what he'd been told to do. He was told, kum leich itom. What happened? Vayelech im sorim moyev. And what's Rashi say on the posuk? Vayelech im sorim moyev. Rashi says as follows, liboy ke libom shove. Rashi already is mefarish. The im sorim moyev means that he went with exactly the same intent. And the truth is, with this we can understand, we asked, why does Rashi only invoke Bederach Shalom Loisedech Womelichinoisoi later and not over here when the Ribbono Shel Olam says Kum Leichitom? Terah says it doesn't apply earlier. The Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't encouraging to do anything evil. The Ribbono Shel Olam said Kum Leichitom. He didn't send him to curse Klal Yisrael. So at that point in time, you cannot apply Bederach Shalom Loisedech Womelichinoisoi. He was told to go, but don't curse. Leich itom, but don't join them in their mission. But when the Malach Hashem says Leich imo anoshim, then the Malach was telling him, go and try and curse Klal Yisrael. Go with them with the same mission in mind. How could the Malach say such a thing? Telling Bilam to do something which is essentially an Aveira Gedoila, the terrorist is Bader Shalom Leisnech, bo Moilichinoi, so the pair where possible wants to go, he's encouraged to go. So it's only at that juncture that we can apply Bader Shalom Reisedech Bo Melichin Oisei, but not Kum Leich Itom. He wasn't being encouraged at that point to curse Klal Yisrael. I saw an Aksava Kabbalah. He says exactly the same vort as the Gaon, and he adds a Diktuk Nifla. He said, if you look at the Targum Yonason Ben Aziel, the way he translates the various expressions, you see a difference. Kum Leich Itom. The Targum Yonason's is Matagum as follows. Tayel imhoin. The word which is used to translate leich is tayel. Ashpatsias is amen. Go and walk with them. Loi selich imhoin. The Targum translates selich. Loi tizal imhoin. He changes from tayel to tizal. Vayelech imson imhoin. Again. Ve'ozal. Wherever it's with an im, Targum Yonason translates it with the Loshon Zil, Ozal, Tizal. And when you're dealing with the word Kum Leich Itom, exactly the same word Leich, but it's accompanied by Itom, the word that's used is Tayel Imhoin. Says Targum Yonason, that this is, says the Haksav HaKabbalah, this is what the Targum Yonason is trying to teach us over here. Tizal, Ozal denotes going together. Going together, that means going together, entirely together, with the same intent, with the same purpose, with the same ambition, to perform the same mission. Tile is just an accompaniment. Walk together, but not entirely together, not with the same aim and ambition. Coming back to the fact that with the Na'orim over here it says Shnei Na'orov Imoy, and in Parshat Vayera it says Shnei Na'orov Itoy. Nare Avraham Avinu, we find the word Itoy utilized. Now Avraham Avinu was going to be the Kaddishim Shomayim, Ba'kedas Benoy, Kedas Yitzchak. The two Na'orim, they were traveling with him. They had no idea that there was an Akedah about to take place. They weren't going in order to perform an Akedah. They weren't going to be Mekadashem Shomayim. They were asked to accompany Avraham Avinu on his way. But Avraham Avinu was going with a mission in mind, a holy mission, and they were just accompanying without having any idea where Avraham Avinu was going. And in fact, once Avraham Avinu saw the place, what did he turn around to them and say? Shvuruchem poi, Imachamor, stay over here. They had no part at all in Akedas Yitzchok. So they were traveling with Avraham Avinu, but not with the same intent. Therefore, the terminology which is used is Shnei Na'orov, Itoy. In fact, it says Shvuruchem poi, Imachamor, Imachamor, we'll come to that in a second, Imachamor. He places them together with the Chamor, with the same intent, just like the Chamor wasn't going to perform Akedas Yitzchok. He was only being used to facilitate the trip. So the Shnei Na'orim were only being used to facilitate the trip. They weren't going with him at all in order to perform Akedas Yitzchok. And in fact, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis darshens from this pasuk, Ima Chamoir, Ama Doimer Lechamoir, Mikan as Eved Ein Loi Chayis. Eved as Elias Eved Avram, doesn't have Yichas, him as a Chamoir doesn't have Yichas. You have a look at the Tumim over there. He says, how do we darshen Ima Chamoir? Amadoim al-Chamoir. Who tells us to dash the Pasuk in this manner? Says the Torah to me, he says, I'll tell you why. Because the terminology is im and not es. By utilizing the word im, the Torah is trying to teach us that there's a shivui, that there's a comparison over here. There's an absolute comparison between the Chamoir and the Evet. Shvuruchem poi im al-Chamoir. They're comparable, completely comparable. There again, he says that im means absolutely comparable. Says over there, actually, in Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Pasuk says in Parshas Ra'eh, B'negeta Eved Ivri, Ki Toiv Loi Imoch. So the Gemara darshens, Imoch B'machel. The same quality food that you use for yourself, you have to use for your Eved. Imoch B'mishte. Imoch B'mishte. The wine that you use for yourself, you have to give to your Eved, the same quality. Don't give him second grade wine. The bed that you use has to be an equal standard to the bed that's given to the Eved. You cannot give the Eved a lower grade bed. Says the Tetzmim over there, the same thing. Where did the Gemara know to Dalshim from Kitoiv Lo Imoch that has to be on the same standard yourself? Because the word that's used is Imoch, not Itoch. Imoch denotes absolutely the same, an absolute shivui. Let's come back to Bilam's Na'orim. Who were Bilam's Na'orim? Why did they come with? Have a look in Yalkut Ruveni, it says as follows. Omru Chazal, ze Yunus v'Yumbrus. The two Na'orim were Yunus and Yumbrus. Chaltumei Paroi. They were wizards, they indulged in witchcraft. Bilam was taking them with in order to help him to be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. He wanted to utilize their Yediyah in Kishuv. He wanted to utilize their Koyach in Kishuv in order to assist him in cursing Klal Yisrael. So they weren't just casual accompaniers. They were brought along in order to help Bilam in his mission. They went with in order to assist Bilam in what he wanted to achieve. And therefore the correct result is Shnei Na'orov Imoy. A difference between Shnei Na'orov Imoy and Shnei Na'orov Itoy. The Ksav HaKabbalah says as follows. Rashi in Parashat Bolok, as we mentioned at the beginning, on the Shnei Na'orim Imoy says, Rashi says, Tu Na'orim L'Shamshoy. If you have a look in Parashat Vayera, it says Shnei Na'orim, he was accompanied by Tu Na'orim, but Rashi doesn't add the word Leshamshoi. He says as follows, because the two Na'orim over here, Parshas Balak, the Na'orim of Bilam were there, Leshamshoi, to assist him in his mission. That's why Rashi adds the word Leshamshoi. In Parshas Vayera, the Shnei Na'orim weren't there to assist him in his mission. They came together casually to accompany him, because that's the correct way for somebody like Avraham Avinu to travel. But the Shamshoi, to assist him in his mission, that wasn't their purpose. Therefore, the word the Shamshoi isn't written over there. So with this vort, the chilik between Imoy and Itoy, there's many psukim that can be explained, many more that can be explained, and it helps us very, very much in this week's parasha.
Amen.